Good morning. How are you on this fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. And be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. Be joyous today. It was kind of chilly yesterday, which kind of freaks me out. I'm not ready for winter or anything like that. So enjoy the moments of your life. Over the weekend, I was having a conversation about the way we were brought up and how we grew up in the truth of the word. And there's a lot of teaching on condemnation and a lot of teaching on whether or not you're lawless and that you're being judged by the law. And I was explaining how you're not under law. We are no longer under law. So I did not grow up in that state of not feeling good enough. You are righteous the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And there's nothing that you can do to change that. In fact, you're not even under law. You're not under the obligation of law, because law was there to bring us to Christ Jesus. And so we were getting into it, and I was explaining how there is a reverent, you live in the carnal nature, and then you also have the spiritual nature, and that's what Jesus Christ died for. And we have the ability to live purely spiritual. But, you know, there's that carnal nature. And when you do wrong, you get the results of wrong. But it's not about that condemnation. I would feel bad that I wasn't giving my Heavenly Father the reverence that He deserves. I would feel bad. It's like doing wrong in your father's eyes. It's not that your dad would ever look at you and judge you and say, you're not my son. It was never like that. It's that you know when you're doing wrong, and it's that reverence. I felt bad for not being reverence enough, not giving Him that reverence, because He gave us His Son, and His Son died for you in order that you can have this newness of life. And I'm not really sure how I kind of got into this, but I've been reading a lot about how we're no longer under laws lately. If you go to Romans chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "What shall we say then that our Father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found?" Verse 2, "For if Abraham were justified or set forth as righteous by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God." If he was justified by just doing the law, he can be joyful in that, but not before God. Verse 3, "For what saith the scripture," or the word of God? "Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness," or uprightness. Abraham is the father of believers. He was the one who started to believe God in all ways. He believed Him. He believed that He was a God. He believed that God gave him that covenant, that He would be a God to him, to his seed, in their time. He was the God to his children. And God said, "You're going to be a God to those children, and you're going to be a father of many nations," which He is, both through the flesh, through our carnal nature, and also spiritually. Verse 4, "Now to him that worketh," or laboreth, "is the reward not counted of grace, but of debt." If your righteousness had to do with the laws, that's not grace, because then you're giving something for an act. You're receiving for doing. That's not the definition of grace. Grace is a loving disposition of undeserved favor. When Jesus Christ died and you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're given grace, undeserved favor. You're favored, and it's not based on what you're doing. You are righteous. You are upright in God's eyes by believing in the name of Jesus Christ. The law of faith, what saith it? "For if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved," or made sound, or preserved safe. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." You are sealed the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You are righteous the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, period. Verse 5, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. It's your faith. Once you believe, faith is having a firm conviction in specifically what you hear. You have to hear the word of God. You have to believe the word of God. And you are righteous the minute you do that, the minute you stand in that, specifically in Christ Jesus, believing that he was raised, he's your Lord and Savior and raised from the dead. The point is that once you believe, there is no need for, don't live in that condemnation. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage, which is the servitude to the law. You are freed from that. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you pray to God. The word pray is specific. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. I want to hear it. I don't have the fear in it. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for the blessings of today. I thank you for this weekend, and I thank you for getting me back on track with everything that I'm moving forward. I thank you for the opportunity to take a little break. I'm very, very grateful for that. I pray for the business to continually grow us and move us forward. I thank you for finishing up these taxes, and I don't have to deal with that anymore. And I'm just very, very thankful for your people, for your word, for your son and what he did for us. And I just ask you for a great day today. And I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.